Yeah, and check. Am I a space cadet? Am I? Check. Am I a space cadet? Yeah. Okay, the mic's working. Music's working. So we're good. Welcome to Studio Two Rocks Live. You see the picture today? You see it? That's nice. This little tiny thing, that's a cup. I can't believe they drink out of it. It's maybe like 1.5, a full. But usually it's like 1 cup, just 1 cup. Now, today's, it's different. You got cups of like 2 cups. So yeah, this is our cup, not yours. You boomers, you drink nothing. Boomer? Dude, I was middle it, man. What are you talking about? But yeah. I don't care. We don't care. You're Gen X. You're the same. You're boomers too. It's old. Old farts. Maybe you should go to space. Leave us alone down here. Leave us the land. What are you gonna do? You're gonna do donuts. I'm gonna make donuts every morning and every day. Like, you mean honies? Yeah. Everybody wanna be honey. Great. Anyway, welcome to the studio too. I said that already. Music's kind of music's a little loud. Gonna fix that. Hold on. I mean, it's loud. On my feedback. It's not there, not really there. Yeah, I don't know. It's always a fight. It's always a fight between the music and my voice. I guess I could go lower. Yeah, it doesn't. Whatever. So what's happening? Not much. Just drinking on my NASA cup. I think about stuff like space. The final frontier. Jeez. Are the voyagers of, I don't know, a bunch of metalheads? Banging their heads over planets, universes, and I don't know, asteroid belts, and comets to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no metalheads has come before. Yeah. That'd be interesting. Star Trek thing. But no, not today. Oh boy. So I don't know what's happening. I did find a really cool mix from YouTube. I'm gonna post it here, but you can see the Rumble video. You can see this cool thing. Yeah, by Jazz Hop. Yeah, is so new, I cannot link it to my football tourism. That's why we're listening to Hotel Costes. The Stefan. The Pompignon or Pompignon. Can't pronounce his last name. Okay. If you on the popping one, you're gonna see the link. It's a thing called the Egyptian Oasis. Alright, that was it. What that? Alright, yeah. Okay, what's next? I don't know. I gotta open another booth. So this weekend I did the cars and coffee that did capture something that I took it down. I'm not used to it. But I was just maybe I shouldn't do it. Maybe I shouldn't post it. But then I was just like, maybe I should post it. Because I wanna find out how many people go to these events. How many plays you get for controversial stuff. If you get more heads, because I get zero heads. I don't get any heads other than friends, because I don't try to do it. I don't need to go virtual signaling, whatever. Some of my replies might be, but that's how I feel. But the thing is that I call it, then call a car crash. The crash, somebody slipped the rear end and went, I think I know what he's trying to do, but didn't do too well. I hit the curves and all that stuff, and I caught on video. So I posted a video just like, this is not what you want to see in a car and coffee. How many people just watch that video and just say, oh. So everybody, when that happened, everybody ran towards that car. I just stayed in my spot. It's like, I don't know if I want to be like that. It's like, you know, because cops not here. You know, when this happens, the cops are going to show up more, which is fine, which I think it's a better idea. Because, you know, you want to peel all the time, but this is cars and coffee. You got to think about the event people at the same time. So I'm just like, all right, contemplate whatever. Then I put some photos, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe I should do that, then take it down later. And just say, hey, you know, explain that it's not cool to do it. And then you've seen a video, everybody seen so many videos of these people when they crash and that stuff. And this is not NASCAR. I shouldn't say this is not NASCAR. Some people go see NASCAR, you know, a lot of people go see NASCAR as racing NASCAR. Because genuinely NASCAR, but then there's a whole another audience want to go see the crash, only there for the crash. The same thing with drag racing, right? Same thing with rally racing. It's, oh, we just want to hear crash. And you know, when rally is like, when you crash, we can flip over a car if you like, you're participating. I mean, yeah, that's cool, but. So I never really watched those because, you know, it's just Le Mans World Championship, not rally, but World Endurance, WEC Endurance Championship. I watch those. They're boring because you go on the same track forever. But then that's, for me, that's the excitement. Like, oh, look at that car. Look at that. Now they have cameras inside the car. It's wonderful. Like, wow, just like seeing the races. Especially this year. This year we got, I think, 7 or 8 different makers with different brands. Bigger among some of them have the same engine, some of them don't, but they're brands. And Peugeot's back. Peugeot is back with a car has no tail. Because the tail is the fin, tail fin, or the tail wing. Has no wing in the back. Well, it does, but it's just like the first concept, like, wow, this is massive. You know, is this the future? Could this be the future of the prototypes? Prototype alien. LMP classes. I'd be like, ooh. And there's some GT class, of course. Corvettes, the news. Even though I don't like the new shape, but they're doing well. So, hey, of course, you get the Porsches and stuff. But I like those races because you're not there to watch crashes. You know, specifically. Like the GT, even the club, you're not there to watch, really. You're watching race. Not saying that NASCAR doesn't, but I think increasingly over time, people, we want to see a crash. They expect a crash. They'd be like, oh, let me take out my iPhone. And capture the whole thing and post it. Oh, post it. Then all of a sudden you get like 1,000 posts. It's like, NASCAR crash. And the news agency, you know, they don't even, like, wait a minute. Got a man there? No? Oh, okay. Well, we got their videos. Let's just pick one. Fair use. Yeah, so it's like, for me, cars in the car, I've seen so many YouTube, I just crash. Like, I'd be like, okay, whoa, they run through the car. I mean, it's cool. It's, yeah. But I did post it anyway. In a sense that it's like this is avoidable. You don't have to do that. And, you know, if the owner, I don't know who the owner. I think the owner was just taking photos. Owner is taking photos himself. So he's got some audio. I took some photos. I just want this so he can look at it if he needs it for insurance purpose. I want a video. I'll give it to him. But I think they figured somebody took it too. There were a bunch of people. But the second thought on that was that I was the exit. I was straight across from the exit. So now I feel like because I'm there, maybe these people want to show off. So am I the instigator now? I mean, there are people behind me shooting videos also, but am I the instigator? Right? So there's like, I just want to capture the cars coming in, come out, and I sell them 1K at 120 frames per second. So I'm hoping that I can slow down when they come out, you know. Because the way camera shakes, I'm like, I have to do this again next time. But I'm not going to do the POL stuff and just go straight out. When it comes straight out, I'll just pan it a little bit. I could bother with a... That's up to them. So, the coffee shop direct messaged me on Instagram. I didn't even know how to pull it together. I was like, what's it? How do you do the menu? Wait a second. Something. I had to go through all the menu for Instagram. Like, Oh, okay. There it is. Took me like a couple hours. I feel dumb compared to kids. Oh, I'm sure I give it to some kids. Because, but then they will on the other stuff that I just don't want. I don't have any kids anyway, so just like, let me figure this out. Go through the menu and I got it and say, yeah, can you please kick it down? I was like, all right. So I did. I put a nice picture on there. Like, thank you for the whatever. Like, yeah. So, now say something about it. Like, it shouldn't be the focus. It's like, I think all of us should focus on coffee. Coffee, good cup of coffee. And the cars that bring us joy, the design of it. Now, you know, like, there's one picture with a Lamborghini and behind it with a Nissan 300Z, I think. And we're just like, the silhouette, just like, oh, like, whoa. And there are two guys over there. Oh, they're chatting, like friends. But like, that's kind of thing that I want to capture. Than anything else. So the video won't go up because I screwed it up big time. But I'll try it again because I've done this before in the old days. And my old cameras have a gyroscope built in, so that's why it's perfectly smooth when I take videos. This camera? Nope. You gotta get a gyroscope with it. It has a built-in handshake thing, but it's not enough. So I had to get a rig for it. Figure if I'm gonna do this more, I need to get a rig. And so that was that. Then have Kermit. Guys, first name. Sorry, guy. I got the. If you're listening to this. I got the Brad Pitt syndrome. I call it Brad Pitt syndrome. I'm sure he doesn't like that. It's like, that's not mine. But I got the same one. I can't remember people's names. It's hard. Genuinely hard. Kermit the Supra. Jared Daniel Fessler. Good guy. So he came out and just... say, hey, what do you do with this stuff? He asked me about purchase. I want to sell my photos. So I don't know how to do that. Well, then I say, well, that I told him, oh, that's easy. But I didn't explain the whole deep end of it. Yeah, it's easy. It is. You can take any image. If you don't care about copyright issues or getting sued, yeah, it's easy. Yeah, Etsy. You have a printer, you can do it on Etsy, right? You can sell Polaroids. You get a Polaroid printer. Print them out and it's like, I got these cool little photos like of this and Polaroid and put some writing on it and you guys are gonna pay. Right? You got that. Then you got other services. Like I have a society set. Account. I know I have a Teespring account, but I never did anything. Wasn't that cool, but no, it's all the personal stuff I did on Society 6. I didn't copy anything. It's all my stuff. Personal. No brands, nothing. No cars. No copyright stuff. So the photographs I took in my little studio. Well, here's the thing. Now, if you're gonna do something like, say, take photos of cars, and you're gonna print them and you're gonna sell them, you gotta go to the whoever person is. And you gotta sign a waiver. That guy has to sign a waiver. Say. Like, you're okay to sell your photo of my car. Because sometimes there are things in the cars and just like, ooh. Right? Then there's license plates, you gotta mute it out. All that stuff. In videos, that's like half the work. to get the license plate out. There's no, I wish there was an automatic way to do it. I think there was a filter, but it sucks. It doesn't work that well. Yeah, so you need copyright. You gotta sign the waivers. You gotta, if you took a photo of somebody on the streets, you gotta get their consent. Sometimes you bring a little recorder and say, can I record your, what we said? And say, yeah. You say yes, okay. That's evidence that you say yes. If you don't have any paper and pen, you take their picture, they say, or take their video of their, bam. You can do that now with a current camera. You can record a small video. So you gotta get their consent first. Then you gotta do your things with the, you know, your artsy stuff. Then you can either print it yourself or put on something like Society 6. Then you promote the crap out of it, right? To get some cash flow. You can do that too. Or you can get contract. Like I was looking at Larry Chen's photos with Ken Block, because Ken, you know, 43. Just like, I've been watching 43 stuff since April 3rd. I'm like, okay. So, let me see. Like, I never got a chance to meet with this dude. And I knew him, like, way back then. When he had his first apparel company. Not DC shoes. It's called Jorts. Now, previous podcasts, you guys know, right? We used to do the screen print. And, you know, promote stuff. Then there's something else there. They got a copyright issue. See? Then it went to DC shoes. So there's that, and just, wow. Copyright issue. So Larry Chen, if he did with Hoonigan, he's got to get their consent or something, or some kind of agreement. Even though they say, yeah, you can do that, but before he leaves this project, he has to get signed, or later on he's like, hey, no, I need to get a sign because my lawyer says so. It's like, sorry about that. Yeah, so people, cool people, we have no problem. So now he can sell legitimately. So it's easy to sell, but it's really hard to get copyright. Or sell stuff and realize somebody is coming after you with a copyright issue. Or somebody say, maybe you took the same similar pictures. Somebody can come and claim, say, hey man, took my picture. But that's when you get the EXIF info, like here. So there's like certain issues here and there. A lot of people just sell the stuff without copyright thing. It's like, yeah, but then I think it should be done like the old days. Get your subject or whoever the owner of the subject consent. Get their consent that you can print. Get it on paper, get it on feed. Now you can do video, you can do on audio, whatever. Get them consent. Then you sell it. Because sometimes, you know, if you get the consent, but the best is to get it early, because sometimes they're like, wait a second. If you do it later, it's like, wait, you're gonna sell my stuff. Hey, I want a piece of the action, man. I want 50%. Then you gotta negotiate. Yeah, so it's easier to do early, because then I know it's a bad practice, but it helps you A lot of people don't care about that. Now we have ChatGPT. You can do that now, ChatGPT. So it can generate a human that doesn't exist. Like, which I did it too. In the PDO format, you're gonna see it. I did this. No, take pictures. They call it, GPT. I did this. Well, now there's a copyright issue with this. Can't print them because the question I ask is, I want to see Dolce Gabbana with robots. And there's one with in the background of Soho. This is Soho. But Doka, that's not. I know what that is. It's an indoor market down by like 14, I think. I don't know. It's the front door, but it's not Doka. But Dolce Gabbana is right there. So DNG, right? It's kind of a robot. So, and I was like, I want metal heads in the background. And they give me a robot with metal heads. Like, oh, that's not what I asked for. So you got GPT that can do this. Okay, now what? Right, so we don't know. Like, how do you can't really copyright GPT. But then there's something so cool. The image is so unbelievable. Like, wow. You can sell those. As long as you have the info and it's under your account, you can sell the stuff. Man, it is taking out job, but then, so why would you continue to do the photographs? But know what that is? It's called passion. You gotta have some kind of passion with your life on something. Like, this is why I want to do it, and you want to advance it. Even though you keep repeating some of the things, like, why can't I do something else different? Try something different. Try doing different methods. But for me, it's never not interesting. It's always interesting when I take something. I always see something else, like some part of it. Like, oh, I never saw this. Now you can go to a nice spot. If you're on the Rumble, you can see it. This is the Brave browser background. So look at the mountains. What's that? You're gonna see something new. You can get close up to a rock. You know, this rifle. You can go zoom in somewhere and find something. Maybe there's an animal. Boom. It's always something interesting. Because time's going. It's keep rotating. Earth is rotating. The universe is rotating. Solar system is rotating. It's always spinning. So there's always something. It might be a repeat, but no big deal. But then you see something's different about this time. Yeah. That's why I like photography. Then I learned it. I'm really glad I learned it all these years. From film, literally from film to show and to video. Video is just a fluke. I have a video camera. I'm doing fashion shows. I can't just. So this is coffee court. I didn't do the last one, so I'm not going to post it. But there is one coming up this weekend. It's another, it's different ones, different place. Try it. Different settings. So, but on the Rumble, you're going to see it. This is my first camera. I have a old Pentax Asahi Sportmatic. This is the first camera I've ever shot with. Learn all the parts and everything. Every little thing is, and develop black and white films. Print them on the Ilford paper and Kodak, but mostly Ilford because we, bunch of students pitched in, so we bought 1,000 sheets for like, you know, a couple $100. Then the film too, so wound up using Ilford for a long time. An Ilford film. And then start switching to Fuji, because Fuji have really, really cool filters. I did those. Some of them are color, but you can still use it in black and white setting with the projection. As a black and white negative project into paper. So, the only one thing came up later is a friend of mine from Italy said, did you know that the kit lens that came with it has a radioactive coating? It's like, yo, watch out, look at your model. So I looked at it, like, do I have radiation? No, my model's fine. I'm like, wow, that's weird. They would do that then? Make it clean. So there's no radiation there. But that's where I learned it on. Still my favorite camera. I'm not doing film anymore. I could get a digital back for it. Let's see. NFT showroom. I got a, should I take it out? No, no, no. Got some NFT. Yeah. NFT print. The NFT print. NFT stuff I did. So, that's it. With that, now what? I don't know. News? Oh wait, I don't want to see the news. Even though I did, the dude got shot in a bodega in New York. I go, then the Tolstoy and the horse face are doing the thing again. That Trump installed on me. Trump stole me. I got old news. Let it go. Get it out. Get it. Bye. Dalai Lama. India's MDM went viral. I don't know. Video scandalous. Well, if you've seen the video, yeah. But it's like, maybe they do this in the past. Because now everybody's got an iPhone. And our society changed. How do you know? Maybe that's a religious thing. We don't even know. just like the cars, or if people crash, everybody's like, oh, just reacting. Maybe it should sit back, think about it. I don't know. Maybe they were having fun. I don't know. Maybe it is some weird thing that he had. We don't know. But behind the story, it's like, back off, right? Then this whole thing with the Riley Games thing. Fighting. Was that the crime reporter? Here's what to do when someone knocked at the door, avoid the break in. Kung Fu his ass. There's a ninja wearing that. Like, are you ready? Or, what do you mean? I'm taking out my sword. Better be ready. Like, shing. Be like, oh. Take out their guns and be like, try to talk. No, I don't think so. If somebody comes in, I'll be like, I'll try to hide as much. I'll be like, 911. Come on, 911. So, yeah, I gotta bring it. Get someone here now. No. And the guy was like, we're standing right next to you. Give you money. Give me your wealth. Now leave. Promptly. What do you shoot you? Are you dead? To go to jail. Some people want to do that because they want to go to jail. I don't know, maybe. Okay, so it's nasty stuff. Then you get Heidi Klum goes completely new, topless, wearing a bunny outfit for Easter. Boobs! Oh my god, OnlyFans, Star Defense, massive billboard advertiser. Boobs! Boobs! No sports. The boob! The George Soros. I don't know what? Mystery Man, billionaire David Geffen's new hubby. David Geffen? His new husband? Oh, okay. This is like, it's unbelievable. Only watch it, only read the stuff once in a while. And Google ChatGPT rifle AI face in-house resistance. Okay. But I did try the Bing one. That's where I got the Dolce & Gabbana robot. In Soho, downtown Soho. The streets of downtown Soho, New York City, with metalheads in the background. I think that's the query I got. I got that. The dollar is going to fail. Don't need to go to that because it's just going to go. And they were freaking out. I want to try to suck as much as they can, all you. Gimme. Then they say goodbye. Run the other way. That can be a good song. Gimme. Goodbye. Yeah. No, yeah, but yeah. Gimme. Goodbye. That could be a good song, I think. I don't know. Verge. I saw something on Verge. Blue Save, Meta Beast. No, that's a bike. Was it? No, it's not. It's not here. It's on Verge, somewhere. I forgot. So I'm gonna skip. It's no big deal. I think it was Verge. But, yeah. I did see this thing with the Ai Weiwei thing. I was like, oh, this is Picasso's, right? Oh, Monet, sorry. It's like, it looks familiar to me. Like, then this, it's done in Legos. I'm like, oh, holy cow. Where are they exhibiting? New York? Where is it? Oh, Design Museum in London. I've been there. Should I go to London again? You need to be jabbed. You need to wear a mask. Like, oh. And my file would be like on my back. Be like, something's wrong with this guy. Let's go follow him. I'd be like, what do you guys want? And my file, no. We thought you were, It's like, no. I'm a nobody. I just have a camera. I'm going to take a nice roof shot of your city. Rooftop shots. Maybe some of your bobbies walking around. And be like, good day. And be like, hey, can you do that good day again? Click. Can I give you consent? I'm going to print this and sell it. They'd be like, yeah, sure. Sure thing, sir. Have a good day. You too. Officer, tip the hat and go. Yeah, it's not easy. I really try it. If you go check out how Ai Weiwei's thing, because you just want to. You have the money. Like, I'm just gonna go to London, just go see this and come back, fly right back. Yeah, this is cool. Yeah, go ahead. Or maybe somebody, you have a Lego piece you can attach to it. Don't do that to museums. I don't know what kind of laws they have, but makes you think though. Something I can actually just, yeah, I can take my and Lego Maniac thing, just because it's all Lego anyway, it's gonna fit. I mean, let me take a Lego thing, pop it in there. Now they got the Lego cars, you can take a Lego car and just pop it on there. People come in and enjoy the photos. Hey, is that is that Aston Martin Lego on that one corner? No, you can do that. Hey, 43. I just looked up. It's 43 minutes. 43 minutes. I can hear 43 minutes. 43. It's gonna show up everywhere now. Today, especially today. Now that I'm saying 43, like 3, you're gonna see it everywhere. You're being influenced, not by me, but by all the people who are 43, because I said 43. All of them will reconnect together, send you the magic. Does it work like that? I don't know. Seriously, I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't care. 43, you see it, fine. You don't see it, whatever. But if you're into it, you want to donate, and you like hooligans, you should just do it. Every time you see 43, just yell and scream to your friends, to anybody, you know, just stim right by you. 43! And point a finger at it. They will look. They'll be like, oh, I got my virtual signaling adrenaline rush for the day. I feel good. Now I can move on. But then that's when you start seeing other 43s all day long. Right now, I see it right now. 28, Bitcoin is 28,243,33. 28,243.33. See, it's happening. It's another one. There's another 43 somewhere. They're everywhere. It's like, stop. One day when you get that 43, you're going to get to the point that just like, stop. You got to take that stuff out of your head. And you try as hard as you can, hardest you can. You cannot break it. It will keep coming back even with a vengeance. It'll be like everywhere, 43. Even when you look at your watch, every time it would be like 43 seconds or 43 minutes. Or like 4 minutes, 3 seconds. And I'm like, oh, like 4 hours, 30 seconds. It happens. So just let it go. It's like, you see it. You want to yell it out, go ahead. You don't want to, don't need to. So let me see. Let me see if I have that gears. So now I'm thinking, like, I can record it into, I can HDMI directly to one of these recording monitors. I might have to get one, because if the gimbal, I'm going to extend it way up, I need something on the bottom. So maybe I need to get one of these. It's recording stuff. Let me think about it. It's not bad. I got the batteries for it. I have my old camera's batteries, and they work with it. It's the MPF 9870. These, I have a whole bunch of these. They reuse these for a reason, because there were so many made for Sony, because everybody has Sony digital 8 cams, and that, like, then they made the smaller ones and all these extra batteries just sitting somewhere, so they had to sell it. So Sony probably just give away a lot of these. Not give away, but sell it cheap to everybody. So they're everywhere. They're really good. It's just heavy. Heavy duty. You can actually make these if you want. I'm not going to tell you, because it involves lots of soldering and things, and it might damage it. So, see this guy with that? I think I have to do something like this. I have a rig thing for it. But I'll see. Maybe. And then you can use the memory cards. The only difference between this one and there's a really good one. Atmos Ninja. Atmos, you use a hard drive. This one does. This is to CF card, or I think USB something. USB drive. You want to. The thing with the hard drive, I'm thinking it's going to overheat. Because even though it's a SSD, you know, non-spinning hard drive, you're gonna get some heat from it. And you got a battery in the back already. And it's gonna heat it up so much more. Maybe CF card's not that bad. So I might actually get one of these. Have to see how it is. If I'm okay without it, I'm okay. Then I will get one of those high speed. Nobody's on the... Well, nobody's in Podbean Live, so I'm not going to put a link. But Rumble, you're going to see it. So, Sony Highspeed. They have a series. CF car is called the Tough series. 160, I mean, it's expensive. $200 for 80 gig. But the cool part is all my current cars are like 200 write speed. Read is higher, like 500 above. But writing into the card, it's only like 200 and something. But Sony made these tough memory cards that goes up to 700 or to 800 even. Now there's a Sony Tough G series. That's what I usually use. 300 write with a 300 read. And it's usually SanDisk. But the tough one, like, whole count, and look at that. 700. So that's fast. And that's what you should get, right? Don't do it professionally. You don't want to get stuttering, which my video had a stuttering. I'm like, oh, I don't want. It's like few clips, you can cut them out because it was panning the camera and the camera just cannot catch up with my timing. So, there's a 640 gig CF Express Type A, $1,000. Wow, holy cow. So if I don't need the recording monitor thing, I will use that, but I think I'm gonna wind up with recording monitor because I need a monitor. I need a good one, external monitor that I can review stuff, and like historian, I need that. No, not the peak filters. Spectroscope, maybe. I don't care about 3D LUT. That's after. I just want to get a good whatever. And there's audio. You can record audio. I gotta get a cable for my mic. Exposure is a big thing. Flipping those two things. I will use those. Some people say, oh, you should get a rig, and that. I don't know. I don't think so. You don't need to. It's up to you, not personally, how you tuck the wires. Like that, that's okay. But on the camera, I might have to get those small rig thing with the cable management, with the cable thing, what they call them. HDMI cable clamp. I might have to get a cable clamp. That means I have to get a rig for the camera. So it's like, A600, that's not bad. $50. Then you got this thing, small rig, HDMI cable thing. Now altogether it's like $65. That's not bad. It will save your camera because you ever rip it out, rip the HDMI out, and you break the camera part. Basically, that's it. You have to go buy another one, camera. You bring it back, they might fix it, but you might just say, no, it doesn't work. We gotta open up and replace the board. Oh. Expensive. Better off just getting a new camera. Really. It's like, oh, no. Okay. Yeah. Not directly. See, here's the thing with the mic. If I'm not directly talking to like this, it's going to be rude people. So I have to be like here all the time. I forget. Da 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 da. La 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 la. What to do? Nothing. This is it. There's a cool thing, but you can find it. You can find these cool stuff. Everybody does. You can even just watch Lou later. And get your own cup of Tim's. And be like, Tim's. Hey, where's Mo? Mo, we want you. They can watch this guy's. They will talk about. Of course they will. They're going to talk about this thing today. I'll bet. Better Beast X. Sandals. Pre-order now. Wow. Much. MSRP is 8. Oh, that's not bad. How fast is the bike? Holy cow, man. It's going to come out October 2000. Looks like a dirt bike. Like, wait a second. What's it? Limited units reserved. Special industry price ends at... Do I want one? No. I have to get my license. That doesn't mean that I don't know how to ride a bike. I do. No, I know how to ride these. It's been a long time. I might fail a few times before I actually get it correct. But anyway, I just keep rambling. I gotta stop rambling and finish my coffee. And I got my croissant, which I didn't take a picture with because the NASA cup just by itself just massive. And it's like enduring. Even though not always say, what was that NASA thing? Not always say something, acronyms, whatever, those UFO communities. Not always say something. Not always. There's a whole bunch of this. Not always something. No, I forgot what they said. Not always. Never a straight answer. That was it. Not always a straight answer. I know they have that, but NASA's still massive. Like, it's industry, right? That industry. Whether they do nefarious or stuff, but they, man, these guys went to the moon. Whether it's fake or not, I don't care. They didn't go back. I don't know what the reason. I think I know what the reason is. But they endured all this and they figured it out. So I'm like, yeah. To all those old astronauts. It's like I will lift out my NASA cup and say cheers and good morning. I'll take a sip, then I'll go. Have a wonderful day. It's Monday, April 10th, 2023. Be on the lookout for 43. Yeah. Uh-oh. I jinxed. That's okay. 43 is fine. Yeah, be on the lookout for that. Have a nice day. Just, you know, do what you do and be happy. Have a passion for something. So think about it. You have a passion for something, just do it. Don't care. Don't think about money. Money comes. Just passion. Like, I want to do this. And you go do it and be happy. So that's it. I'll be back on Wednesday. Ciao.